hard time, who are struggling with those kind of issues. And I feel like if five people out there hear this and it helps them, then it's worthwhile.
And just to add to that, Matt, I can remember when I was like in my most depressive state, from different medication, I had the suicidal thoughts, right? Like alongside the depression. And then there was a point where I totally lost touch with reality. I had such delusional thought patterns. I actually believed I was dying despite no factual evidence of the cause. But the thing is when you're that bad, you don't believe it can get better. You know, like as awful as it is, I remember waking up in the morning and my family knew everything that was going on. I was very open, but, you know, asking my mom if she could kill me because I was in so much pain. And I can't even imagine for your daughter to be, you know, saying that. So I think that's the part where the safe talk comes in. You need those people to keep fighting for you, to keep advocating for you, to, you know, make you go and get help, because you're at a point where you can't necessarily do it for yourself.
Definitely.
So can you give us a little bit more information? What is Safe Talk?
It was developed by an organization out in Alberta. And if you were to think of what a first aid course is, I kind of like to call it a first aid for suicide. So you go in, it's a 3-hour training course, and they actually have, they actually do them occasionally on campus. One of the things that I would really like for the Collateral Damage Project to be able to do with some of the money that we've raised this week is to put on a sponsored Safe Talk clinic. Usually it's costs $7-something, I believe. I'm not sure. $7 and change. Just to cover some of the materials that are used for the training. Ideally, what I'd like to do is have us be able to put on one where it's free for people to come out. Because, there are enough non-material barriers. So if we can take away that barrier of $7, which when we're students, we know that's definitely not a small thing sometimes. So if we can take away that, I'm hoping that we can host one maybe in the next month or so and see if we can get some students out to that. And basically what you would learn there would be to recognize the signs of suicide, what they would be, and not to run away from them, how you would go about talking to that person. Because lots of times, just in life in general, you ask somebody how they're doing, what do we say?
I'm good.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
And then oftentimes you're like, well, I asked them if they're okay. And they said yes. But just what Kayla was saying, if you're really not doing very well, that's not enough. You need to go deeper than that. And then also would teach you, where to go to get help in severe cases, you would kind of be like sort of the first person to respond if it might be staying with that person and watching over them just to make sure nothing happens. So that's basically what the training is. And to expand on that a little bit, if I could, one of the big things on the Collateral Damage Project's plate right now is trying to get this to be a part of university curriculum. I'm a teacher right now, and during my first placement in school, looking back on it, I was really glad a student was able to trust me after such a short time of knowing me. But they came forward and they said, look, I heard my cousin talking about saying that he wanted to kill himself. And I kind of, I sort of freaked out. I didn't know what to do. We hadn't received that kind of training as part of university. So I didn't know what to do. So I went to the associate teacher, but I wish I could have done a little bit more, and that's all I knew how to do. I was definitely freaked out. So I think it's very important, definitely for certain programs. Nursing and education, social work are kind of the things that we're focusing on the most, because you're guaranteed to come across something related to suicide or mental illness. But ideally we feel like it should be a part of all first year university, because Kayla can attest to this, going away to university for the first time can be a huge trigger for stress and mental illness. So imagine if you have an entire student body that knows how to do this stuff, how much, how many suicides could be prevented if what we like to say, it's a suicide safer community. And then also imagine 20 years down the line, if you have every teacher every nurse coming out with this kind of training, just the amount of good that it could do.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thought for sure. excuse me. So I know you have your, it's sort of the finale of this week is Craig Cardiff's show coming up on Sunday. Are there other ways that people can donate if they don't necessarily want to go to the concert?
Definitely. They can go to the Collateral Damage Project's website, which is leftbehindbysuicide.org. And in the top right corner, there's a donate button there, so you can go there. And we have received quite a few substantial online donations during this week. And I'd just like to thank everybody who has come out to any of the events, who has donated anything, you know, even if it's $1.50, everything makes a difference.
All right. So thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you lots of luck with your efforts. And I think that's going to be basically it for the show today. But before that, we were talking about before we went on air that we might have some tickets to give away for Sunday.
Yeah, we do have some tickets to give away. I'm not sure how you would want to run this. Maybe once you have a couple more Craig Cardiff songs that we can
play?
Yeah,
I can play a Craig Cardiff song. We'll have to talk about what we're going to do with that. But yeah, so if you want to go to the concert, the benefit concert for Collateral Damage is being held on Sunday at the Finlandia Club. Doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20.
Doors open actually at 7. The show,
at 8. Thank you. Just stay tuned. We might have some tickets for that to give away in a moment. And that's basically it for the LU Radio News Hour here on CILU 102.7 FM. And I'm going to throw on one of Craig Cardiff's oldies but goodies. It's called Dirty Old Town. And we'll be right back with news about those tickets.
Dirty old town.